Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. New development in Chinese hacking. Chinese have recently hacked into a number of computers in this country. This is new. This is not what you heard before about solar wind that the Russians did or anything else. And they're using U.S. servers, U.S.-based servers. And they're using U.S. servers that use Microsoft Exchange software, which is very common. And by hacking in through U.S. servers that use Microsoft Exchange software, they've evaded NSA detection for a while. Turned out that the commie Ruskies, when they hacked in, solar winds, remember that? Pervasively throughout our government, our agencies and Fortune 500 companies, they hacked in through U.S. servers. The NSA has got to pick up its game. We're not just looking at foreign servers. Fact is that the Chinese and the Russians have us in their sights, and we've got to respond. We're going to the line. Ross of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Ross?
Hey, Matt. Can you shed some light information on the Equality Act? I know Congress has passed. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. You're kind of fuzzy. Can I shed some light on what?
On the Equality Act.
The Equality Act?
Yeah, I know Congress has passed the act, and I think it's going to go up to the Senate. And, you know, I probably belong to the most conservative Lutheran church body, the same as Russian Ron Johnson, unfortunately. I think you're Catholic, if I remember right. And I would like to know if the bill passes in the Senate, will it supersede like religious objections to the Equality Act? And I don't know how much you know about it, but it's kind of a big issue in the Christian, you know, circles.
Yeah. The acts have different names, and I'm not familiar. When you say Equality Act, I'm familiar with different acts and how they're called. But give us a little bit of background or context, Ross, because it's an interesting question. I want to respond. But when you talk about the Equality Act, I think you're asking, does it have a shot at passing in the Senate? What is your opinion of it? But more importantly, what does it say? Which act are you talking about?
It basically, the Equality Act, from my understanding, is it would give LGBTQ or people, and would give them, like, let's say for like in a Lutheran school or Catholic school, if the Equality Act would say you have to hire, let's say maybe a transgender person or a gay, and they might have objections to that. And so what the act, my understanding is, if the act passes in the Senate, it might supersede any of the objections that maybe a Catholic or Lutheran school would have to hire people in that area.
Right. Oh, I get it. Thank you. Yeah, Luke, you're signaling. What's on your mind? Luke is the producer and a knowledgeable guy. He's going to weigh in, and then I'm going to answer, Ross. Great question. Thank you for calling. Luke, what do you got?
Yeah, in roughly, I believe, 37 states around the country still, it is legal for employers to be able to fire LGBTQ individuals with no for just being an LGBTQ individual. And so the Equality Act would require the federal government to provide the same protections that it does for minorities, anything that's been going through the civil rights process. It basically allows LGBTQ people to be able to have equal protection under the law. And so that is what the Equality Act would do. Ross, for your question, opposed to specifically religious institutions that would be hiring or firing of a teacher, I don't know the specifics around that, but I know that if with civil rights protections in the country, if a religion was to, say, discriminate against a Black or Asian individual, they can't fire somebody for that under equal protection. So I would believe they wouldn't be able to be fired for those reasons, but I don't know the specifics around like teachers in a school that doesn't necessarily agree with someone's sexual orientation.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Luke. And Russ, thanks. Yeah. No, that gives me the kind. I do know the bill you're talking about. It has different names as it gets enrolled. So here's the deal. And it has to do with the area between the First Amendment and congressional litigation. And even if it's legislation that a lot of people agree with, here's the deal. The Supreme Court has broken that down and defined it pretty well. A lot of churches have functions that are not religious, because you're talking, Russ, I think, only about the religious impact of that, because obviously the civil impact of that, the average business is going to have to follow it. But with religion, what they have said is this: is the employment related to something that is fairly described as a religious function, or is it fairly described as less religious and perhaps, you know, more commercial or business? So, for instance, you might have a Catholic Social Services and Lutheran Social Services are both terrific organizations, and both of them have a lot of employees, you know. And if you have a food service worker somewhere in an office, they are required, even if it's a religious organization, to be protected by the various laws on race and age, and in this case, it would be on LGBT status and so on. If you have a minister or a priest, the state can't touch that. In other words, at the Catholic Church right now, women are not ordained priests. And the fact is, there are a lot of people in the Catholic Church who believe they should be, and there's a lot of discussion going on. In some other churches, the same thing applies. The government can't touch that. That reform has to come from within the church. Now, short of that, what do you do with a teacher in a school? If it's a teacher of a religious subject, the government can't touch that. If it's, what's a teacher of mathematics or a teacher of chemistry, you know, that or English or that kind of thing? You know, it's sort of a case by case basis, but basically, the religion under the First Amendment is giving very wide latitude in how they choose their faculties. On the other hand, they will have janitorial services for buildings that they use for, you know, for instance, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee has a center downtown that provides services and shelter for women who have been subject to domestic abuse and their children and so on. And if they have a janitor or a cook, on, you know, they would have to be subject to the law. The interesting case, and Ross, I'll just lay this right on the table. The interesting case is right now, there's some adoption services that will place a child with a same-sex couple, a gay couple, assuming that other qualifications, you know, in other words, stability and love, and that the child is actually wanted. Mm-hmm. That is not true of Catholic adoption services. That case is in the Supreme Court right now. And what Pennsylvania did, and here's the case, is Pennsylvania basically said, if you don't place children in same-sex households, we're not going to refer any children to you. They didn't say you had to do it. They didn't say you're going to be fined or jailed. So the issue in the Supreme Court is going to be, does Pennsylvania still have to provide children who are in need of adoption to Catholic Social Services or Catholic Adoption Services in Pennsylvania? Even though they would not be placed with same-sex couples. It's hard to for me to predict the outcome of that, but the law is pretty clear that under the First Amendment, no state can require any adoption service to place any child in a household that's opposed to their religious beliefs. The issue is, can the state penalize that particular agency, not by money and not by jail, but by simply not in colloquially doing business with them? And that's the mm-hmm. issue. And I don't know. There's a 9 justices of the United States Supreme Court. Right now, there are 6 who are deemed conservative Republicans. Some of them, like Roberts, has been voting with the Democrats lately. So it's 5-4. I don't know what Gorsuch does. I don't know what Kavanaugh does. I don't know what Comey and the rest of them do. But that decision is going to come down this term, which means the term ends July 1. So the latest they can issue it is July 1. They'll probably issue it in the next coming months. So, yeah, the short answer is if it has anything to do with the religion, a minister or a priest, a teacher, especially of a religious subject, the state under the First Amendment can't interfere. If it has something to do with is more of a business function, you know, a cook, a janitor, you know, a business agent, somebody like that, they would be subject to it. And I think that reforms of different religions, when they're desired, are going to come from within. So terrific question, Ross. Thank you very much for calling in. Thank you very much for calling in. Okay, I want to get back to the CHICOMs. The CHICOMs just hacked into a number of our servers. And they use US-based servers using Microsoft Exchange software. Let me tell you something. They and the commie Ruskies did the same thing under SolarWinds. They have also just announced, believe it or not, that they are putting up a joint moon base on the moon and that they are going to compete as a team against NASA and our people. Now, I've had enough of this. Enough is enough. China has gotten a lot of its technology, and so is Russia, by stealing it from us. China is an expert on stealing intellectual property. I think the answer, quite frankly, is no longer give visas to students from China to come to the United States to study in MIT and Caltech and steal IT and steal ideas. That is about time that we resisted this. And the other thing is, now we have a president who knows some history. In 1969, Russia and China almost went to war over disputed islands. They each have a different name for them, and they actually killed each other. Russia and China don't like each other. Because of Trump, they were sort of unified. Trump was a slave to Putin, and it freed Putin up to do some things. Well, he ain't doing those things anymore. We have got to exacerbate that split between Russia and China. It's elementary historical and military principles. You have two significant adversaries, and they hate each other. Why don't you drive a wedge between them? Is that all that difficult to understand? I don't think it is. Anyway, the lines are still open. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You don't know what to do.